Hello everyone, my name is Kate Decker and I am obsessed with exposing the truth of what happens when we ditch the autopilot, take our power back, and become the creators of our destiny. And I'm here to remind you that no matter who you are, where you come from, or what you've been through, you deserve to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the Create Your Best Life Radio.
Guys, welcome back to the podcast. So today I have Adriana Chanzer with me. She is a visibility coach, international silent counseling trainer, theta healer, and a functional nutritionist. And she went from a trauma of being raised by an alcoholic father for 20 years, inability to express her emotions, severe health issues, and deep, deep, deep insecurities, to fully healing both her body and mind and strengthening her emotional intelligence and hitting six figures in 9 months in 2021 by being all of her. Now, she believes we all have a unique purpose which is tied to our unmatched life story and the experiences we have been through, both good and bad, and that our story reveals our authenticity, credibility, and vulnerability. So I am so excited for you guys to dive into this interview. We talked all about what is the silent counseling method and how does it work and how our somatic body and our subconscious body are used for healing. How do we know that we healed certain things and certain traumas? And also, how can we heal without even needing to remember or dig deep? Let's dive in. Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I am so freaking excited. We have a very special guest today here with me, Adriana Chanzer, and she is an incredible person, as you might have heard in the intro, and I just cannot wait for you to listen to who she is, what does she do, and how does she help people. So welcome, 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 Adriana.
Thank you. I'm so, so excited to be here and thank you for your invitation.
Yay! I just love bringing guests on the podcast and especially the ones, obviously, that do something incredible. So I know that what you do and, you know, how that works. And we've been talking on the podcast a lot about the subconscious mind and the power of it and all of that stuff. But I want to really know, like, how did you even come across what do you do? How did it even like happen? Where did that come from?
I love this question because every time I have to tell my story, it's like, how can I make my story shorter? Because, you know, you can go into detail. So let me take you back to 2020. As you know, as we know, the world was obviously going through what it was going. And I was launching my nutritional business back then. I am a qualified functional nutritionist. I don't practice it now, but I was so excited to just get out there online, get visible, and help women with their skin and gut health issues. I'm also a qualified skin practitioner. So throughout the 12 years that I was working, you know, hands-on skin, I noticed that a lot of women that used to come to me that were suffering skin issues had a lot of emotional baggage, a lot of emotional blockages, and I just kind of, you know, connected the dots together. I said, okay, there's something going on. There's like a deeper connection. And I decided that that was going to be my mission. I jumped online. I hired a coach. I paid £15,000, which is about, you know, $18,000. And literally within a month of being in that program, I was told that my idea is just too spiritual. I'm a healer. I've worked as a healer since 2013, and I shared the idea that I want to combine nutrition and energy healing together. And my coach back then said, Adriana, this isn't going to work. Like, this is just too woo-woo. You need to go mainstream. And if you want, you know, if you want to sell, if you want to get some clients, get some money coming through the business, we need to just tone it down. And I stupidly listened. And within literally a week of being told that, my body developed a full-on blown eczema all over my abdomen and my back. And at that time, I didn't connect the two together. I just thought, well, as a nutritionist, you know, I might just have some allergies or nutritional intolerances. So I literally just cut everything out. I was applying essential oils, steroids, whatever I could do, you name it, I did it. It wasn't shifting. And the more I was pushing and listening to the coach and just going mainstream via what my soul, my gut was telling me, like, this is what you're supposed to be doing, I noticed that the anger eczema was getting. So I shared in the group of what I'm going through, like, I'm getting myself out there, clients are responding, but those that are responding are just saying that they just kind of want like a band-aid approach. Nobody wanted to go deeper with me. And I was just getting frustrated about that. And then one day I received a message from a lady called Candice, and she said, I heard that you're going through what you're going through, like, no clients are coming in, your eczema is getting out of control. Do you want to try something called silent counseling? I was like, what is silent counseling? She said, just come to the session, I'll show you. And I was, you know, I was so frustrated at that point. My eczema was keeping me awake. I wasn't getting any sales coming in. So I was just at the point of like, I am willing to try anything. And I remember turning up to the session and she said, what we're going to do, we're literally just going to touch the body. You're going to touch your body and you're going to breathe. That is all. We don't need to talk about the issue. You don't need to tell me what this is. We're going to allow your body to tell us exactly where this is coming from, how is it connected, and what is the message that your body is trying to tell you. And I just remember, and every time I tell this story, I get goosebumps, because as I was muscle testing, my body told me that this is coming from the age of 7. I was thinking, well, I've worked through all of my visibility fears and all of, you know, crap since I was 7. It's like, how much more healing can I do? And she said, just trust the body. So I closed my eyes and I put my fingers on just underneath my eyes, which is where the meridian, where obsessive worry, fear and doubt sits. And I just remember like this whoosh of energy coming through my body and I just burst out crying. And I had this memory of when I was 7 years old, I was standing in front of my entire classroom. It was something called like a mini playback show. So I'm originally from Poland. So we used to kind of like perform, impersonate our favorite artist. And I chose an artist that nobody knew, but I loved her. And there was another group of girls who were competing as new kids on the block. And when it came to voting, I remember only just seeing like one hand out of 31 pupils went up. And I just felt horrible. I literally wanted to, you know, I wanted the floor to swallow me. But as I was breathing and I was crying and I was releasing all of that energy, Candice just kept asking me, he's like, what is your body trying to tell you? And she said, you're still holding on to the fear of being visible. You're still holding on to the fear of being rejected. You're still holding on to all of this energy that your 7-year-old felt in that moment. And despite all of the healing, all of the changing of the beliefs, your body was actually still holding on to that shame, that almost like, you know, this really big rejection and not allowing myself to be me. And I remember when I released it, it just felt like literally 30 kilos came off my shoulder. And within 3 days of that session, my eczema went away like this. And as I started sort of, you know, connecting the dots, the reason I realized why it was only just around my abdomen and my back, where, you know, solar plexus, the center of our power, our intuition, our inner trust. And it really, like, I saw it clearly. I wasn't trusting myself. I thought I was ready to be visible, but my body wasn't. And that's what I kind of see happening a lot with my clients, where they have this mental intention of getting themselves out there, getting themselves visible. I'm like, yes, I want to make 10K. I want to make 20K. I want to make 100K a month. But their body doesn't feel safe. And there's that incongruence. And that's exactly what I was experiencing. So, you know, having experienced this within 2 days, 3 days, eczema clearing, I said, oh my gosh, like, what is this? I became a practitioner within the next couple of weeks. And as soon as I started adding this to my modality, I was literally blown away by how quickly clients were shifting their procrastinations, their doubts, their inability to complete tasks, their fears. I mean, there wasn't honestly an issue that I wasn't able to help them shift. It was just like popping, you know, popping a wrapping paper. And I mean, I help people who were in therapy for 7 years, talking therapy for 7 years, and not being able to move forward to literally coming to one session and just feeling finally free. So that's my little story in a nutshell.
I love this so much. I was actually writing a couple of notes because I didn't want to interrupt you, but I also didn't want to forget. So I love that you talked about like that eczema and like how you didn't trust your intuition. Like that is so big. And I know that, you know, you said like, well, if I only trusted myself, but if you could have, you would have, you could not have, you had to have that experience. And I feel like that's something, you know, that I like to remind also to my clients, like there's no need to regret anything. Like everything was supposed to happen the way that it was supposed to, because if it didn't, you wouldn't have had Candace like slide into your DMs. And I just love the little synchronicities. Although I do sometimes wonder, it's like, maybe we didn't have to get to the breaking point to change and to shift. That definitely happened to me multiple times. And I always, always, always get sick if I'm going against myself. That's just like, yep, you're sick. And then I'm like, oh, man, what did I do? Why am I not listening to myself? So I think this is a great point to just really highlight for anyone who's listening. Also, I had no idea you were from Poland. I'm actually from the Czech Republic. So we're neighbors.
Oh, okay. Totally.
That's so fun. I just love, 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 love working with the body. And, you know, there's so much wisdom in the body and what it tells us. And I know that even though it's still for some people, this information working with like your subconscious mind, with your somatic body and like embodiment is new and like a little out there. But at the same time, I mean, why when we get really angry, we feel the energy in our fists and we just want to like go punch someone, right? Like the body and the mind are so, 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 so connected. I also know that you said that part of this modality is that we don't necessarily need to relive the trauma, right? And like, as you contrasted it with like a talking therapy, I feel like talking therapy is good when you're at the very beginning, when you're not ready to move to that like deeper stuff. But let's talk more about the, how come we don't have to relive the trauma? How come we don't have to like think really, really hard and try to figure out where's it come from?
I love this question. And actually, this question was something that was kept coming up at the beginning of when I became the trainer. I was, you know, so fascinated by the modality itself. And although, excuse me, I am very spiritual, I would say I'm kind of 50-50. You know, I'm a bit of left brain, a little bit of right brain. And I actually wanted to understand the science behind the modality, because when I learned it, the owners didn't really kind of dove deep enough into understanding what actually happens in the body, like in our brain. So as I started researching, I learned a lot about the trauma itself and actually how it impacts the functioning of the brain, the functioning of the nervous system, and how it can literally completely disconnect the mind from the body. So I'm going to bring, you know, an example, talking therapy. When somebody has gone through a severe trauma, what hasn't been appreciated for a very long time is that trauma is not just a mental experience. It's not just our memory. It is actually also a physiological response that happens in the body. It's, you know, it's sort of like a memory that's locked in time, frozen time in the body. And because the nervous system acts as like a surveillance system, it constantly seeks out for danger. When it's coded with memories of like, when you did this, this unpleasant situation happened and you felt this way, we're literally coding our body without even realizing that. But what that does to our mind, to our brain, especially in the amygdala part, there are centers in the amygdala that due to severe trauma, they completely go offline. So if we start talking about the trauma itself, it's almost like, yes, we are in the body, but we're not fully connecting to the mind. And because also memories are very you know, there are like, nobody can remember everything. Like although we store everything in, you know, in our database, that's why when we go into the body, we can access all the memories, but consciously it's very difficult to remember everything. So if we just go with like the logical mind, you know, can you remember what happened at 7 years old? I can vaguely remember. But if I wanted to talk about it, I have access to a very limited information. Therefore, if I want to shift a pattern, I'm only going to shift, let's say, 1-2% of it or energy attached to it. However, if I take myself away from the mind, away from the logic, away from like the conscious being to the subconscious, which is actually our body. Like, you know, for many years, I was trained that subconscious lives in the mind, but that's actually not true. Subconscious lives in the body. The body is the subconscious. So all this information, all the implicit memories, all the visceral sensations that we get when we think of a memory is exactly why talking about it does not fully release it, because there's disconnection. If you're in a flight or flight, or you know, even like a survival or a freeze mode, those centers in the amygdala, they're also offline. So it's almost like having, I always give a, you know, my clients an analogy. It's like having a very powerful drill, but nowhere to put it into, which makes it just, you know, a completely ineffective tool. But when you work with, first of all, like the first priority, especially with someone who's gone through a severe trauma or even like a mild trauma, because, you know, trauma is such a big word these days, right? The first thing that is best for those clients is how can we calm the resistance of the body down? Because if you've been severely traumatized by experiences in the past, you're automatically going to be in like, nope, we're not going there. This is uncomfortable. Any, you know, if I, even if I start talking about it, clients will start getting those visceral sensations. But when you lower those defenses down and you start breathing consciously, you start connecting with certain centers of the body, meridians, and you know, the whole system, all of a sudden the body goes, huh, it's actually safe for me to go back into that memory. And it's safe for me to connect to these emotions that are associated with that memory. But because I know that I am safe in the now, I am not really reliving that memory. I am just acknowledging it. It's happened. It is in the past. I say to my clients, like, this doesn't even exist. It only exists in your central nervous system by your responses. But when you can consciously recode those responses and train your body to always be, always, as much, you know, as often as possible to be in the neutral, the mind all of a sudden goes, okay, actually, we can go, almost we can go back there, but we're not going to experience those same sensations. And because we're powerful and we can always control our breath, we can change how we feel in any given moment. And one of my favorite saying is, when you can look at a memory from the past and have zero emotional response to it, that's when you've truly healed.
Oh my gosh, I literally wrote down the same thing that you just said, the last sentence. That a lot of people don't realize or don't know what is really the difference when you are healed, when that part is healed and when it isn't. And it's that you remember it, you can recall it, but there's just not that empty nothing. There is the neutral, like, oh, this is a fact, as if you are reading a boring ass book or like instructional manual. You're reading the information, but you don't feel any type of way about it. So I love, 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 love that. Also, as you were talking, the minute you said amygdala, I'm like, yes, talk dirty to me. I'm such a nerd with like all of this stuff. So this is going to be so perfect and so valuable for our listeners. Now, I always love giving people some tangible things, some things that they might be able to explore themselves. And they might not be ready to go all the way and like hire you or go explore this. And so, what can they do? Maybe what would you suggest that they can do even today to help themselves to maybe slightly neutralize some trauma that they are aware of? Or you talk a lot about visibility, so maybe like neutralize that fear of visibility a little bit more.
Yeah. I mean, there are some free resources that I have available, on my social media. But I mean, if I was to kind of recommend anything right now, the best way to sort of even approach fear, when we're coming talking about visibility, or if you're experiencing any doubts, or if you're experiencing any emotion that makes you feel uncomfortable, I always say two things. One, just recognize it is just an emotion, which means energy in motion. Two, breathe. Acknowledge that this is there, but it is not you. We're used to saying, I am angry, I am frustrated, versus I am feeling frustrated. When we say I am, that becomes our identity. But when we're saying I am feeling, that's completely different. That simply means that just by changing our language, we can say, well, I am currently feeling frustrated, but I am also in control of my breath. So I can just take a deep breath in through my nose, expand my belly, and imagine that I'm releasing that frustration out. Do it 5 to 7 times. And you'll see that just practicing that simple thing, we take breath for granted so much. And it's the most powerful thing that we have under disposal as human beings, just to become aware of what's happening in the body. What most people do is like, oh, I'm not, I don't like this. I don't like this feeling. So they shove it down. They suppress it. They depress it. They don't really acknowledge what they're feeling because, maybe in the past they were told, you're not supposed to feel this. Like, you're supposed to be okay all the time. But that's not how it works. I truly believe that we are supposed to feel all the feelings and remember that we get to choose how long we spend being frustrated, feeling angry. And it's not about just needing to make ourselves feel better straight away. Sometimes, when I'm feeling frustrated, I say, okay, I'm gonna sit here with you and I'm just gonna see who wins. I'm gonna take some breaths and I'm gonna come back and see if you're still here. And if you're still here, that's okay, because I know I'm still powerful, much more powerful than that frustration, than that anger. And I always say, what is it that you're trying to tell me here? Because there's always a message.
Yeah, I love that so much. So a couple of things I want to point out. Okay, everyone who's listening, I actually suggest that you just say, I am angry, and then I am feeling angry. Even just saying it out loud, there is such a palpable difference. Like, there's a response in my body that I feel it's a massive, massive difference. So I love that you pointed that out. And when it comes to taking breath for granted, before I had a baby, I never thought that people could actually forget to breathe. Go figure. We can. When something changes, even something as amazing and positive like having a new human in your life, we can forget to do something as simple as breathing. And so I love when you said breathe at least 10 times during this podcast. And every time I was like, you're right. I need, like, even I need this reminder. And it's just so wonderful. We don't want to take breath for granted because, yeah, it's there for a reason, not just so that we have oxygen. Otherwise, it wouldn't feel so good to take a deep breath. There's something else I was going to point out that you said. You said so many incredible things. I wasn't just quick enough to type it. I don't remember. Maybe it's going to come later. Oh, I remember now. Here we go. It's here. I released it. It's here.
Go for it.
Definitely, we want to list out your free resources in the podcast notes. So guys, don't worry. I'm gonna hook you up. We're gonna hook you up with all the goodies. I'm gonna message Joanna after the podcast and we're gonna put it in the show notes so that you guys can check it out and see. So is there anything else that we didn't talk about, that we didn't say, that you would really, really, really love our listeners to hear?
I think just again, kind of when it like comes to business, especially for like female entrepreneurs like ourselves, I'm actually just doing, you know, a launch at the moment. I've got to know to so many wonderful women again, and they have so much passion. Like, they are so talented, you know, from healers to coaches to therapists to practitioners. And it always breaks my heart to see that the more amazing women come into my world, the more afraid, they're more, they always care about like what all this think about them. You know, the fear of rejection, fear of judgment. What is everyone going to think about me? And I think, you know, for us as, you know, for us entrepreneurs, it is such a important thing to just, number one, again, you know, breathe. Like, when you find yourself in that situation, do all you can not to allow how you're feeling in the moment to stop you or be the thing that will direct your choices in how you show up in your business, how you serve your clients, how you see the opportunities out there, how you see the world. Like, I think, and this is what I've learned, you know, over the last 4 years, the more neutral you are, the more emotional mastery you have, the more regulated you are, the quicker you can expand, not only in business, but also as a mother, as a wife, as a partner, as a, you know, as a coach, whatever it is that you do. I think it's, you know, it's, I don't want it to be just kind of like around trauma, but it's also like the necessity of life. Like, how can we grow as more emotionally developed human beings going forward? And that is very important to me. Like, passing this on to generations is where my vision is going.
Oh, I love that so much. And I just want to point out, emotional mastery does not mean being constantly positive, as Jana already said. It does not mean the toxic positivity, like we pretend everything is fine. It really just means like being okay with whatever comes up and knowing that we're okay and we're powerful, and it's not like, it's not our entire identity, exactly as Joanna said. So I love all of that. All right. So now obviously everyone is obsessed with you and they want to know more and they want to hang out with you, at least in the online world. So where is your favorite place to hang out?
I would say Instagram, both Instagram and Facebook. I'm pretty active on both platforms. The easiest way to connect with me is through Instagram. I also have my own podcast called the Fully Realigned podcast. You can find me on Facebook, all under Joanna Chomsa. It's very, very easy to find me. I've also got YouTube channel. Like, I'm trying to minimize the platform because it's like I'm going everywhere. But Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube would be the ones that you can find me the quickest.
I love that. Obviously, all of this is linked in the show notes, you guys. So go check her out. Go follow her. Go ask her all the questions. Go hire her. And before we go, there's one question that I ask every single person who comes on the podcast. And that is, what does a dream life look like to you, for you personally?
I love that. I think, like, I touched upon this briefly, but it is really being a conscious, emotionally regulated human being, so that, you know, when I am with my partner, I am just there as the calmest, the most present version of myself. You know, when I'm there with my business, I am the creator of my life, because instead of reacting, I am responding very consciously, very, you know, in a very mature way. And it's just having amazing people around me who have that same level of maturity and who are willing to be like just this most present, most balanced, most neutral version of themselves, so that we're not projecting, we're not triggering each other all the time, we're not, you know, blaming, but we're fully just there consciously creating the best lives we can.
I love that. That's so beautiful. Thank you so much for answering that question, but also thank you so much for being here and sharing your heart and your wisdom and everything with us. I so appreciate you for being here, but I also appreciate you for doing this work in the world, because it's so needed.
Thank you so much. It was a joy. I was actually telling that in the launch today, I said, if you told me 4 years ago, this is what I'm going to be doing, I would laugh at you, because I was actually told I'm going to teach a modality as going to help people. I said, that is very interesting, but hey, here we are. And I am excited to, you know, to take this modality into the world. So thank you for having me and giving me this opportunity to share it with more people.
Yes, thank you so much. I hope that you enjoyed this beautiful interview, and definitely make sure to come back on Monday, because on Monday it's going to be our 111th episode, and I have something super juicy in store for that one. So I'll see you on Monday. Bye!
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved it, please let me know by leaving a short review here on the podcast app and take a screenshot of the episode and tag me on your Instagram stories at @xokdecker so that I can keep your favorite topics coming. And until next time, let's create your best life.